I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Amen. Clap your two hands together for the Lord and take back your seat. Do it better, do it better, do it better. We want to pray tonight in this 3-day spiritual intensification. We want to intensify our spiritual things. We want to intensify prayer, especially in these 3 nights. And the word as the nights go on. So tonight we want to start. I want you to help me welcome someone to the first day of the 3 days intensification. Tell the person you are welcome and tell him God will hear your prayer and God will empower you for this month. Tell him every blessing in store for you in this month, you will never miss one. Say you have much to celebrate God for. In Jesus' name. Amen. Do it better. Shortly, do it better. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah. All right. Now, benefits of divine presence. I want to speak to you and we are going to pray tonight on benefits of divine presence. On Sunday, I will continue with what I started last Sunday on the word. A lot of the Sunday people, we know we will see them again next Sunday. So I want to help their quiet time life. So I don't want to do it. Yeah, a lot of you in the evenings, who come in the evenings, you are at least, you are better off, you are able to do your quiet times than those I need to hear the word concerning that on Sunday. So I'm going to do that on Sunday. But tonight is prayer night. Tell somebody it's prayer night. And we want to quickly hear in the next few minutes from benefits of divine presence. In Fasua Unya, se oni nyame etua na mo am Fasua Unya se nyame a presence. Ewo wabra bumu. If God's presence is in your life, the blessings that you are able to get, or the benefits that you are able to get, the benefits. Hallelujah. The Bible says that, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And then he continues, say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Amen. Forget not all his benefits. I think that is Psalm 103, verse 2 thereabout. It says, forget not all his benefits. Forget not. Tell somebody there are benefits in Christ. There are benefits in divine presence. When you are with God, when you have the presence of God, there are benefits that it comes with. There are benefits that you enjoy. Number one benefit of divine presence, God's participation in your life, God's presence in your life, is it provokes judgment and destruction of the enemy. It provokes judgment and destruction of the enemy. Once the presence of God is actively involved in your life, it brings judgment to the camp of the enemy. Wherever you are taken to, wherever an article of yours is taken to, God's judgment comes upon the wicked because his presence is with you. 1 Samuel chapter 5, the verse number 1 to 7, you see how they carried the ark of God, which represents the presence of God. They carried the ark of God and they sent it to the house of Dagon. Omo de nyankopon ark e ko Dagon edem Dagon efie Dagon, a shrine. And when they put it in the shrine of Dagon, the Bible says that when they woke up the following morning, Dagon had bowed to it. Then they went to put it back again. When they woke up again, around verse 6 thereabout, Dagon's hands and legs and head was broken. Say judgment. Was broken because of the presence of God that entered into the shrine. So I pray for everyone here, as you enjoy divine presence this year, may that presence bring judgment to your enemies. I said may it bring judgment to your enemies. Wherever people will be gathered and they will mention your name, may the presence execute judgment against them. Wherever they will think evil about you, because you carry the presence of God, may the judgment of God visit your enemies. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. In verse 7, the Bible says, look at what happened in verse 7. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, that these things had happened, they said, the ark of God, which is the presence, everybody say the presence, the ark of God, or the presence Israel has, shall not live here with us. For his hand is wicked against us and upon Dagon, our God. So God's hand was wicked against the enemy and upon the idols of the enemy. So this month of March and this year, as you enjoy the presence of God, may the wicked hand of God visit your enemies. You are not here. I said, may the wicked, the terrible hand of God, may it come against your enemies. And may they confess that since we started fighting against this church, since we started fighting against that brother, since we started orchestrating evil against that sister in the office, everything in our life has started going down. May God's judgment go against your own enemies. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Number two, the presence brings prosperity and wealth. It brings prosperity and wealth. As it brings judgment to your enemy, it brings you prosperity and wealth and increase. And every judgment, every atemwo eba wa tamfo so no. Na won so so e di insira eba so, e di yeyo eba so. Se nyame kan ho a, e ma wa tamfo di nkuko na ma we di ye ka amen. The Bible tells us in Genesis 39 verse 2 concerning the life of Joseph. The Bible says, and the Lord was with Joseph. May that be your testimony this month. I said, that will be your testimony this month. Tell somebody by you, the Lord will be with you in the month of March. And he will prosper you. And he will judge your enemies. He says, and the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. And he, even as he was in his master's house. Verse 21 also repeats this. When he entered into prison, the same statement was made in verse 21. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he showed him mercy and gave him favor. So when the Lord is with you, you enjoy mercy, you enjoy favor, you enjoy prosperity, irrespective of where you are, whether in the palace or in the prison. You enjoy these three things. So I pray for everyone here that in this month of March, may you experience mercy, may you experience favor, and may you experience prosperity. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Then number three, when the presence of God is with you, it guarantees victories on every side. When the presence of God is with you, and that's what we are dealing with through the year, it guarantees victory. Whether any battle in your life, any challenge in your life, any temptation in your life, every test in your life, every difficulty, challenge in your life, you come out victorious. 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 9 to 12. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard Samuel. These 3 days, may God hear your prayer. Oh, I said, these 3 days, may God hear your prayer. I said, these 3 days, as you lift up your voice, may heaven answer you speedily. Before the last day will come on Friday, may you get a miracle that you begin to testify about. Then the Bible says, And as Samuel was offering up the sacrifice, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But the Lord tended with a great tender on that day upon Philistines and discomfited them, and they were destroyed before Israel. So will be the story of your enemies. Come on, you are not here. I said, so will be the testimony of your enemies. That when they rise up against you, see, before they rose up against Israel, Israel did not have the ark. Israel did not have the presence. And they lost the battle. But after the ark was returned back to them, and they asked God for mercy, and God forgave them and restored his presence to them, then the enemy came to try them again. And when the enemy tried them again, this is what happened. The Lord destroyed the enemies before them. So I pray that whatever tried you last year and seemed to win a certain victory, and was happy about it, when they try you again in this month of March, may God destroy them all. I said, may your God destroy them all. Whatever stopped your marriage in the previous years, whatever stopped your victory in the previous years, whatever caused you to lose a good job, a good opportunity in the previous years, when they rise up again in this new year and in this new month, I pray that may the God of this house chase them away. May the God of this altar discomfit them. Say, Adebiara Edi Wunya, Adebiara Edi Wupriye, Adebiara Edi Wukunye, Adebiara Edi Wushiri Wadipebi. In the past months, say, almost as sorry a few ways, as sorry Busumia, Nyankupon Onkumauka. Amen. This time around, you'll be victorious. Lift up your right hand and say, I'll be victorious by the presence of God with me. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Look at verse 13. The Bible says, so the Philistines were conquered and they came no more into the territory of Israel. So will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Your enemies will not invade your business anymore. Your enemies will not attack your marital destiny anymore. They will not stop your traveling opportunities anymore. They will not block your ministry anymore. They will not stop you as you pursue your future anymore. Receive that victory in the name of Jesus. May you enjoy a lasting victory. May you enjoy a lasting victory. Can I hear your resounding amen? Clap your two hands for the Lord. And they returned to them no more. My Bible says, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. All the days of Samuel, the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines because of the presence. Number four, when the presence of God is actively involved in your life, it guarantees restoration of lost territories and blessings. Look at it in 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14. The same place we are reading. Just go to the next verse. Verse 14. Now listen. When they lost their presence, their enemies defeated them and took over their lands and took over their properties. But after the presence of God, they cried to the Lord and they started doing the right thing. Like the way this year, I've started teaching you about how to have the presence of God. I've taught you about holiness. I've taught you about praise. I've taught you about several foundations, the obedience to his word, loving God. And now this Sunday, I was teaching you about the pillars, and I've taught you about the pillar of the word. Everything I'm trying to do is to help you to host the presence of God, to be able to maintain the presence of God. Now, when you are able to maintain the presence of God, whatever you lost in the past years because you were fighting alone and you were wrestling alone, whatever you lost to your enemies because there was no presence of God with you, this is what will happen to you in this year. The Bible says that in verse 14, and the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored again to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines, and there was peace between Israel and even the Amorites, the neighbors. I declare over everyone here that whatever you lost in time past, you are being restored in the name of Jesus. Whatever was stolen from you in your dream, it is being restored in the name of Jesus. Whatever was stolen from you from your body, it is being restored in the name of Jesus. If the devil stole away your children, it is restored. If the devil stole away your job, it is restored. If the devil stole away a good health, it is restored. If the devil stole away your opportunities, people that used to help you, people that promised you favor and promised you progress, if the devil stole them from your life, I declare in this month of March, you are receiving a restoration. I said a restoration is coming to you. The Bible says that, and the Lord restored all the lands and the cities that the Philistines stole. So the Lord will restore everything the devil has stolen from you. Lift up your hands and say, whatever I have lost. Somebody is not ready for tonight. Say, whatever I have lost through my dreams, through eating with people, through a certain behavior in my past life. Say, whatever I lost unknowingly through my mistakes and my indecisions. Say, Father, I command a restoration by the presence of the Lord. Say, in this month of March, I am restored with my dream job, with my profession, with my dream man, with my dream marriage, with my opportunities, with my favors, with my open doors, with my salvation, with my anointing, with my grace, with my power, with my opportunities. In the name of Jesus, say, I take it back. In the name of Jesus, say, I take it back. In the name of Jesus, clap your two hands together for the Lord. Take it back. Receive it in Jesus' name. Tade biala ashiru bia nyankopon esan de wade e ma oka. Amen. Number 5, it guarantees when you have the presence of God active. That's why you cannot joke with reading your Bible this month. Because you need the presence of God with you. You cannot joke with all the things I spoke to you about. Staying away from all forms of sinfulness and other things. You need it because you need a presence. Now when you have the presence, it generates boldness and fearlessness. No devil will be able to intimidate you again. Let me hear an amen. I said no devil will be able to intimidate you again. No, there are some of you, by the time you have a bad dream, all your life has ended. Because you are afraid of the devil. So one single bad dream, the devil has finished you. One single bad dream. One single bad dream. Now, because you lack the presence of God in your life. Now, when you have the presence of God, say, you become bold. Psalm 23, verse 4. David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil, not because I'm a skilled soldier. By the time he was killing lions and bears, he had not attended any military training. He had not attended any police training. But by the time he was killing lions and bears, he was just a little boy. But he says, I fear no evil. Why? Because thou act with me. So when God is actively involved in your life, it breeds boldness and fearlessness. I declare that anything the devil has destroyed in your life because of fear, I declare that that thing is living in the name of Jesus. I declare it is living in the name of Jesus. I declare it is living in the name of Jesus. And I declare right now that you are going to be bold as a lion. Say, I'll be bold as a lion. Announce to some devil somewhere. Say, devil, I am not afraid of you. Is that how to make the announcement? Say, devil, I am not scared of you. Say, I'm not scared of your arrows. Say, I am not scared of your plans. Say, I am not scared of your powers. Say, for God is with me. Say, the Ancient of Days is on my side. Say, God is in my house. Is with me. So I fear you not in the name of Jesus. Say, this month of March, I conquer you. I defeat your powers. I defeat your powers. I defeat your weapons. For no weapon formed against me shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands if you believe that. See, I am the one. Do you believe in the declaration you are making? Tell somebody about you. Don't be afraid. Fear is like a conveyor that conveys the enemy smoothly into your life. Fear transports the enemy into your life. Once the enemy, you see, before the devil attacks anybody, he first and foremost sends him a message to be afraid. That's what the devil does. That's what the devil does. Answer no bon sam ever so be a share and answer obey so wait you know or ta a summa message. Emmy the man. It has over that diabia channel. Nani panas has this through. And your friend message, say message. And answer obema obia sunda yet no cancer. Your friend message, say message. And I said, Obama Obi who a D B no catch a wish our quanso or say ever beto. Now Upriho Wakumanina Usro. Then once the devil is able to enter or give you the spirit of fear, a who a woman a beer coin emobun some to me rawa brabum no one say the beer person say. That is why the devil normally makes people have bad dreams. But from today, I cast out every spirit of fear from your heart. And whatever the devil has showed you before, may God give you the opposite. You didn't hear what I said. At the end of the day, what done the actual? What done the actual? We bush you in what done for? Ah, what about the actual? Say, Miss Sundayana say ayo, Miss Sundayana say ayo. Me bomb pie say nyankopo on my opposite. On reversing your turn for us, Chamao. May God reverse what the enemy has planned for you. If you are the one, you will see a loud amen. Say, I receive the opposite of every intention of demons against my life in the name of Jesus. Clap your two hands if you believe that. You are no longer going to be afraid of the devil. You are no longer. When they tell you that, oh, we have had a dream that you are dead, you tell them, it is written that I shall not die, but I shall live to declare the works of God. When they tell you, when the doctor gives you a report and tells you that he has diagnosed you of fibroid, he has diagnosed you of killer diseases, he has diagnosed you of any sickness, you will tell him that by his stripes I am healed and I am not a sickler and I shall serve the Lord and he will carry sickness out of my body. Bible says that whose report would you believe? Will you believe the report of your brother who had a bad dream about you? Or you believe the report of the Bible that says good things about you? I live by faith and not by dreams. I live by faith and not by dreams. I live by faith. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? So when they have a dream and they said a car has knocked you, tell them that the Bible says that because I have made the Lord my habitation, no evil shall come nigh my dwelling place. If they tell you that Miss Diana Obani Wewu, tell them that because I have made the presence of God my hiding place, no evil must enter my house. And if that child you are talking about is from my house, then it cannot die. Then it cannot die. Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? Are you hearing what I'm saying at all? You must believe and never be afraid. Faith is a satanic power. It is a door. Once you receive that spirit, you have given the devil license to attack you. It's called fear. Believing in negative things because they told you had a yanwario, ebusian way there, so you are afraid. One lady had to intentionally get pregnant whilst we were planning her wedding. She had to intentionally with her boyfriend. They got pregnant. Why did they do that? After I discovered, said, because in my house, who are we? And you know, now I was there, Shana. So as they were coming to have the wedding, they have planned pregnancy. Yeah. And as they started the counseling, the baby left. They miscarried. Called me, Pastor, I'm bleeding. I said, why would you bleed? You bleed. This one, I won't stop this bleeding. You bleed. Because you can't trick God. I told you, so okay. So you are afraid of the devil in your house. You believe in the power of the devil in your house than the power in this house. That's what I'm trying to say. You believe that they are more powerful than the oil here, than the God of the altar here. You believe they are more powerful. So, who are for one dream? And I mean, what hand moon? Me bomb pie mouse win a malaria. So, how we can be bomb pie man? Okay, Mr. Sidia, and home for fine, and I just said, yeah. Obabe warinti ni bia winya malaria mi bobe radi sanaria radi sanaria not no onim. En o trick me. On kanu krenin chirem. Tell somebody there is a God in this church. Udinu wa grobe how? After I laid hands on her, that week no charm in Toronto, she bled. She bled. You there's a God in this house. You don't play nonsense with my anointing. I hear what I'm saying. Yes. You don't play those games with my anointing. Only Mr. Udia Grobi at dodge me. Man for me by question him. Who did me by question him pardon ever say? Only Mr. Udi when you be now she fee umpuma. But what's up? I say, what's up for my own family? And I'm imagining me when I make casting malaria. Not that I was casting a baby. So she lost the pregnancy. Yeah. She lost it. You know, so don't be afraid. You get what I'm trying to say? The person was doing that because of fear. Believe in God. And believe in the God in this house. Bible says that you shall believe in the Lord thy God. And he's going to establish you. And you shall believe in your man of God, your prophet, and you are going to prosper. Do you believe that? So, God's grace is here, and God's power is here, that you must connect to. Don't believe in those witches in your father's house. And from today, don't believe in any negative dream. Do you hear what I'm saying? Deal with them by the word of God. Rather no, attack it with scripture. Do you get it? Attack it with scripture. I always tell people that I am not one of the people the devil will want to be alive. I'm not one. I knew it so many years ago. So me having a dream that I'm dead, it's not an announcement. You having a dream that I'm dead, it's not something new at all. If you are here, you have that kind of dream, keep it, because it's not new. I know that the devil wants me to die. You don't have to tell me that one. I am one of the people on the devil's top list. So when God makes you see some, or the devil makes you see some, what you can do is to pray for me. Do you get it? What you can do is to pray for me. But don't be afraid. Hey! Because were you expecting the devil to like me? Were you expecting the devil to allow me to have long life? What are you talking about? A young guy that has dedicated his life to harvesting young people for God. A young guy that God, through his ministry, someone like you has changed. Now, come to think of it, ask you yourself that such a person, the devil wants him to be alive. At all. So one of the things that doesn't get me scared at all is the dream. It's a dream. It doesn't get me scared. Rather, it makes me know that, yeah, the devil has not rested. Me too, I'm not resting. We are all not resting, but it's not. So that's how you should live your life. That's how you should live your life. Don't be afraid. Don't let the devil send you a message and you are afraid. Because you saw that something has happened to your daughter or your wife. Then it is the fear rather that gives the devil the audacity to perfect what he has planned in your life. But I reverse every satanic revelation surrounding your destiny. Let your amen be a believer's one. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So it gives you boldness by the presence of God. I know God is with me. So I know I will not die before my time. I know God is with me. So I know sickness can pin me down. I know God is with me. So no accident will take my life. I know God is with me. So I will go and come back alive. I know God is with me. So I know what I'm doing will prosper. You see, when God is with you, it gives you boldness. When you are entering into a venture and you know God is with you, you believe it will work. You believe it will work. So I'm the type that when I'm venturing anything new and I am not sure God is with me about that thing, I don't like to do it. There are times people come to me and say, "Oh, Pastor, I dreamt that you were doing this and it was working." Oh, people have come to talk to me. Okay, God, I saw you. You were holding miracle service in the morning. And me, I have not seen it. Me, God has not spoken to me about it. I will not obey. I will not do it.
cannot do it. If my God speaks to me, and I'm sure that God wants me to start mourning,
I don't need the confirmation of anybody. You will hear that I'm having morning service.
If I hear that God says that this is the place, go. That's all. If I hear that this is the person, go. That's all. That is me. It gives me boldness to know that at the end of the day, no matter how difficult it is, that has been the testimony of my life. That has always been the testimony of my life. Everything you see that is scary, but I'm doing it, or I am trying it, it means I've seen something. I've seen something. I don't do try and error with my life. Life is too short for you to experiment. Tell somebody, life is too short for you to experiment. Abrabono, ATO. Ebi ana unche unche da ni do 150. Ebi a weni na ebi a 70 ana 60 ana se ebi a nami wa duma ebi a 80 ebi ana bibi. Eti enta abrabono unche da wa. Na udi bi a tuchacha. Na udi bi a tuchacha. So everything I have ventured into, I entered into it after I got the confirmation of God. Where to even do church? How to do church? What name? Who do I talk to? Where do I go? Who do I associate with? Who do I follow? Everything about me. Everything. So many years, even back in school car, before I will contest for any position, unless I've seen it. Unless I've seen that I won, I will not do that. Amen. And anything I don't see that I've won when I'm entering into it, or any decision I don't see that God is with me or God directed me, when I'm venturing into such a thing, you see that I'm shaking. I'm not bold about it. Then I'm asking people, pray about it. And those things have always ended me in problems. So I am advising you that for you to be able to have boldness in life, but whatever that you are doing, make sure that you secure the presence always. Make sure that you are sure that God is with you always. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Tell somebody, don't be afraid any longer. God is with you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. God is with you. God is with you. It guarantees protection and defense. When God is with you, when you have divine presence, it guarantees protection and your defense. Protection and defense. Psalm 23 verse 4. We've read it. I shall not be afraid, for God is with me, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Psalm 91, the verse number 9. It said, because you have made God your habitation, your hiding place, therefore, verse 10, no evil shall come nigh your dwelling place, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. No evil, no sickness, no bad news, no sickness will come into your house in Jesus' name. Amen. Say, no bad news. Oh, you are not saying it with boldness. Say, no bad news. Is it bad news? Can be accident. It can be fire outbreak. It can be loss of job, loss of life. It can be anything. Anything that's called evil. He says, there shall be no evil that will come nigh you. Neither shall any plague. Plague are diseases. Neither shall any disease come nigh your dwelling. That's the word. Be quiet, because you have made the Lord your habitation. Your habitation. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. So it gives you protection. A mouth bumble, when the presence of God is with you, it gives you protection. Then number 7, it guarantees the voice of God. It guarantees the voice of God. You saw how he said he will even give you angels in verse 11 and 12. He says that he shall cause his angels to bear you up in their hands. So that is the protection. It gives you protection. And number 7, it guarantees the voice of God. When God is with you, when his presence is with you, you'll get his voice. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8. Bible says that, and you know that Eden, I explained to you from 31st, that Eden is, it means the presence of God. Eden is the presence of God that God created for Adam, so that God could fellowship with Adam. Because they were in the presence of God, Bible says that, and the voice of the Lord came in the cool of the day. Because they were in the presence of God. When you have the presence of God, you hear his voice. Like the way you have come to his presence, you are hearing his voice. When you have his presence in your car, you hear him talking to you. When you have his presence as you are working, you hear him talking to you. That's how I always advise people who have cars, that make sure that you don't turn your car into a club. Make sure you don't turn your car into some worldly environment, because you are hosting demons, and you, a child of God, you are down with your Bible reading, your everything, that you step out to go and go to work, and the kind of music and the kind of things that are being done on the radio in your car is entertaining your customers or entertaining people, but you have lost the presence. If they are carrying a verdict of death or the best time, if they are carrying a case of accident for that day or the best time, meanwhile, if they are carrying a curse, you too, you are carrying a blessing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If they are carrying a verdict of death, you too, you are carrying a judgment of blessing and life. Bible has said something opposite about you. There to the devil has said something opposite about them. And they have planned that they should die that day. Accident. And they have come to sit in your car. Now, whose own must work? Whose own must work determines whose power is more. And you are not in the presence of God. You are also hosting their demons. So they work against you. You see that you are going to die somebody's death. You see that you go and then suffer somebody's curse. But if you carry the presence, the demon of death that followed them, by the time they sit in the car, the demon checks out. Because this is the wrong atmosphere for them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? One day, a certain lady was manifesting. It was not church, oh. It was not church. But then I used to stay around the top there, around that area there. And somebody on the compound, a young lady on the compound, was screaming all of a sudden. All eyes had gone white and was screaming to unconscious. So the mother, an old woman, and the people in the house, they rushed, came to knock my door. By then I come back from the university, not too long. Came to knock on my door. Pastor Prince, Pastor Prince, Pastor Prince. Somebody making, how many years now? I completed 11 years ago. So you can calculate. Around 11 years ago, I sent America. So it's not like I was like this, at this level. No, no. Shouted, came to knock my door. Pastor Prince, Pastor Prince, Pastor Prince. So when I went out, the girl was dying. There like that. So I just had to rush, lay hands on the girl, and cast out the spirit of death. And started calling her name. She regained consciousness. She started talking to me on the floor. And then I picked her up. Then I realized that she was feeling very weak. When they hold her, she falls down and all that. So I asked them to go and look for food and bring it to her. Then I told them that bring her to my room. Bring her to my room. Then they brought her to my room with her family, of course. They brought her to my room. She stayed there for about 30 to 1 hour in my room. They fed her, gave her everything, and then she went back. Why did I ask them to bring her to my room? So in case the demon wants to return after I've left, the demon should come to my room. Because I know what I have in my room. Do you understand? I know that the demon can't enter into my room. It's a fire zone. He can't enter there. It's a fire zone. Because every midnight kaba going on, every dawn kaba going on. You can't, you that demon, you can't enter. Now, can you say that about your own room? Can you say that about your car? I remember one testimony I heard about Bishop Oyedepo. And that's what gave me boldness that I need to have that, so I can also operate that dimension. Somebody who was lunatic, one of his family members, long hands, lunatic. He went to his family house one day to go and visit. Then when he went, a mad person, one of his cousins or so, they said, oh, since you have come, you know, imagine the whole Bishop Oyedepo is from your family, then today he has come to visit the old woman, and everybody around is bringing their sick people. Then they brought his cousin, who has run mad. Then when he was sleeping, he said, okay, put him in the car, let me see that mad devil enter with me. He didn't pray. Even me, boy, I prayed. He didn't pray. He didn't cast out any demon. Or he said that he's mad. Okay. Put him in my car. Let me see that mad devil enter into my car. Ah. Say boldness. Because the person knows he carries presence. He knows his car has presence. But you in your car, anything goes. Brunsamsem kwa.
Huh?
Yeah. Some of you even fool in your car. There are people who, do you know there are people who have sex in their car?
Oh, you don't know?
There are people, don't pretend like you don't. There are people who have sex in their car. I don't know if they are also in this church, but I know now a car is like a house. Everything can be done there. Oh yeah, true or not true? Don't you have drivers who normally can do that? Yeah, there are people, they pick fine girls, and by the time you realize, they sleep with them. Because if the fine girls don't like them, they sleep with them. Because now we are living in a corrupt generation where people can take your car and even pay you with sex. Oh yeah, if the drivers will speak the truth, see them in corner, they will and ask them. If they will speak the truth. Amen. I hear what I'm saying. So, Charlie, who's the presence of God? Demons will start harassing you. They'll stop harassing the way you are always running from witches, always running from wizards. When they take your dress, you are in trouble. When they take your slippers, you are in trouble. Why should they be able to take your dress? When another person's dress is healing the sick, casting out devils, they took your dress and they even use it to balay you. Nyamiba fufu onuna tadi eno ye yi eni ye disanga rwa. Wususu ye nyamiba unye bunsamba. Wata eni ye yi eni ye wedro. Just say that unjari dao. Oh, you find ye see the one mansu. Ezasi ye fa watadi. Adenti na o Christo ni fufu watadi eno ye disanga rwa. Wata eni di ye ye wedro. Catch on to this. Say unye nyami tumi. Amen. Clap your two hands for the Lord. So, the presence of God, it makes you have the voice of God. When they in Eden, the voice of God came. They heard the voice of God in Eden. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. When Samuel stayed in the presence of God, grew up in the presence of God, Bible says that one night, he started hearing the voice of God. Whenever you are in the presence of God, you hear the voice of God. Then Number 8, it guarantees divine guidance. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want for. He leads me beside the still waters. When God is with you, he guides you. Nami kanwa or guide you. He leads me. He guides you. So God will guide you in this new month. Amen. He will guide you. You see, somebody called me very, very sad. Very, very, very sad. I'm sure that if the mother had known that this bath I'm joining is going to have an accident, she wouldn't have joined. Yeah, one of our members have lost their mother. You understand? She was going to do business as usual. Just joined the bus and another car dodging someone came to hit where she was sitting, right behind the driver to hit. You know, there are people who are afraid to sit in front because say when the car hit, they will die first. But the car can hit middle, can hit back. It can hit like, unless you are not the one he's looking for. Even in your bedroom, there's a way it can enter. Oh, haven't you heard news of an aeroplane that has fallen and fell into a house where houses are and killed people? There are people, if you had prophesied to them that you had won my aeroplane, the aeroplane will be cool. On GD, because no, you hear you, aeroplane will be cool. Continue with my aeroplane, kuno. But maybe your teeth don't go numpo, no, still aeroplane, maybe kuno. Almost have your battle. Not just idea, no. Say, you're the cell caller, one year who be here. Now they're Casseo, Mimitanko Kumasi. Yes, I'm Mimuso Nam Kumasi, Bibia, say Mimitanko Kumasi. Now, what can the science in your sophony canoe, Unjindi, Unyahushi? No, I find it our main. And comes with them in Jindi media, Mimitan aeroplane, Muda. Aeroplane if you should be tall from and a bit torn dinosaur and you hear ni bubro aeroplane kuno. Cause in Kasa death need is scaffold death. That's why we had a plane crash. Amen. Now I get what I'm saying. Oh hear ni bubro aeroplane ku and a bicycle and a bubo yao. Aeroplane. You know, and this week, this young guy, his mother just died because of a car accident. See? But so as I was talking to him, I said, I can't answer for God. I don't know why your mother should die. I can't answer for God. But one thing I know is that for your sake, maybe God tried to save her. Maybe God spoke to her not to go, but maybe she didn't listen. Maybe she felt like, Maybe somebody told the driver that, don't pass there, pass there. And a driver, no one yielded to the voice of God. There are several ways God tries to save his people that we don't listen. Until the evil has happened, that we say, God, God, why? I hear what I'm saying. Those are some of the questions that we are asking. It's only when we get to heaven we'll have answers. It's only when we get to heaven. But this month will be a good month for you. And every intended assassination against your life, we command it to be reversed and cancel it in Jesus' name. So it guarantees abundance and provision. Psalm 23 verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It guarantees abundance and provision. When you have the presence of God, God provides for you. Number 10, it guarantees rest on every side. God gives you rest. You stop hustling for everything. Exodus 33 verse 14, God makes sure you stop hustling and struggling for every little thing. God gives you rest. Rest academically, rest financially. Number 11, it brings you salvation and deliverance. It brings you salvation. Zephaniah 3:17, when the Lord is with you, he says that the Lord is mighty in the midst of his people, even to save. So it brings you salvation. When the presence of God is with you, demons will leave you. Demons will leave you. They cannot stay with you. And then the final one, it releases supernatural anointing. For God was with him. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. Rise up to your feet.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.